Welcome to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. What is synergy? Well, a dictionary would tell you it's the interaction or cooperation of two or more organizations, substances, or agents to produce a combined effect greater than the sum of their separate effects. Okay, well, how about this? How about it's simply the concept that the value and performance of two entities combined will be greater than their performance individually. When they come together and they unite, they are exponentially better than what they are when they're apart. You know what? Let's think about it in practical terms. I like to sometimes use numbers because people can conceptualize numbers better than spirits or energy per se. So let's say one person is a 3, another person is a 5. Well, when they come together, they don't become 8. They don't even become 15. That's 3 times 5. You know what? It's 3 to the 5th power. That's 243. What that means is we are responsible for bringing positive things to other people. When we unite with them, let's become exponentially better together in a good way. Well, what's the key to that? What's the key to maintaining positive energy and focus? It's about being proactive, not reactive. Having a lifestyle constitution that is mindfulness. That's about awareness. What I tell my clients, even my friends and family members who come to me just for occasional advice, not even as a coach, how can I make myself happier? I say, you know what? Know the problem. Then you're better able to select the solution. I've been a coach for over 16 years and people said to me, well, what's your specialty? I thought, well, you know what? A coach is someone who teaches people how to score. I like to teach people practical things, give them a strategy and equipment to make success happen in their life. A shrink, a counselor, a therapist, they're focused on fixing whatever's wrong with you. But a coach says, you know what? Maybe there's nothing wrong at all. Maybe you just need a strategy, or maybe you need the support and the encouragement, or you might be playing with the wrong equipment. Let's go ahead and get you the tools and resources that you need. Well, they said you need to go ahead and find a specialty, a niche. Yeah, okay. So I decided to be a relationship coach because you know what? Most of the people who came to me for the first 10 years of my practice, anything that they wanted in life inevitably included people. It required including people in the process of reaching their goal. Well, then I wrote a workbook, basically because people said, you can't coach the entire world one person at a time. Write everything that you tell all of your clients down in a book and sell that, and you can literally reach the entire world. Wow, you know what? That's true. I did. I wrote a workbook. And you know what? I figured that as a relationship coach, teaching people about communication and problem solving, conflict resolution, you know what? That way I would be a counselor in a way without having to fix people. Just give them the practical advice. But you know what? Once in a while on my radio show, because I do reach a whole world full of people in this forum, I'm going to take my time today, my program today, to give people my coaching program, the tools and resources that I provide to people as a coach that they could hire personally as an individual source of help and support. But you know what? There are different concepts that are very good, they're useful, they're practical for your daily lifestyle. So I'm also going to open up the lines to people if they have specific questions about the different themes and topics that I'm going to cover for the next hour or so. The number to the station is 888-627-6008. Okay, so you know what? One of the things that I tell people is you need to know where you are, and then you need to know where you're going. And then you need to know how you move through life. If you can specify those things, you can avoid a lot of the problems in the first place that are very common. But let's talk about once you know where you are and you know where you're going and you understand your true nature. By the way, your personality, if you want to know about that, that was last week's show. Go to the archives and listen to that show. But let's go ahead and talk about the very common challenges that people face and some of the questions that people have. You know what? Getting from point A to point B, there are going to be some struggles that you'll have. The ones that I talk about, not only in my book, but with my clients, are seven different things that people have to go through inevitably at some point in their life. The first one is compromising their standards. You know what? When it gets tough and you're going through something and you say, it's just easier to do the easy thing, and they know that what they're doing isn't a high quality, you cannot compromise your standards. Another one is losing focus. You know what? You can get very easily distracted in life. Sometimes you need milestones and rewards to keep yourself on track. How about another very common one, just everywhere, every day in the world? Loneliness. You need to help avoid loneliness by creating a support system. And then how about just negative thinking, destructive thinking? Affirmations can conquer those negative thoughts. Then how about, you know what? You don't have any good habits. You need to keep yourself engaged. Well, I teach people how to make checklists that are good for them. They're all different. Then there's low energy. Well, giving yourself a shot in the arm is really important. How about just the negative emotions that we all feel throughout the day that have nothing to do with what you're doing as a goal per se? Yeah, you need to know how to manage those negative reaction emotions. Well, what is doing the right thing worth to you? We're going to be covering all of those different things, those different themes and topics. Keep in mind that the different things that you would be working for, the sacrifices that you will be making, how much is it really truly worth to you? Sometimes I say, I've taken care of myself over the years. I spend an hour or two, sometimes 2 hours a day, taking good quality care of myself, putting the mask on myself. You know what? If you quantify time, how much money would you spend going to an expert or a service, right, to have that success? Well, you know what? If you spend time every day, you know that time is worth more than money. And positive energy is more powerful than negative energy. You have, yeah, a lot of negativity around you. But do you trust that when you are positive, even though at first the negativity may seem very influential, you will succeed? You know what? You know you have gifts and talents and strengths and abilities. We're going to cover all of these different topics. Again, if you have a question, go ahead and give us a call, 888-627-6008. My name is Gabrielle Cardona, and this is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Today, we're talking about setting yourself up for success, equipping yourself to be happy in life, to overcome challenges that, you know what, they're inevitable in life. You will face different struggles and challenges. Well, the ones that I mentioned are, there's seven of them. Number one, compromising your standards. Number two, losing focus. Number three, being lonely. Number four, negative thinking. Number five, destructive habits. Number six, low energy. And number seven, your negative reaction emotions overcoming your abilities. Okay, so let's just start with the first one. I always like to start with number one. When we're talking about compromising your standards, do you trust that good conquers evil? If you have good standards for yourself of being a good person, doing the right thing, it's the ability to maintain your performance in spite of the people around you that will ensure you will either repel people who don't want to engage with you or inspire those who do want to be with you. And they have the same standards. They just might be struggling Yeah, they see you do those things and they think, if you can, if she can do it, if he can do it, so can I. You know what? I want to play with you on your team. If they are very toxic people and if they are truly negative, they'll say, forget it. It's too much work. I'm going to find other negative people like myself. Okay, so you know what? You know, if you have positive thoughts, and we're going to get into that later, that you can maintain your standards and say, there will be very good rewards. When I do the right thing, I will not have negative effects, negative consequences. Other things going on around you may continue to be negative, but holding to your standards is going to give you that strength of character to keep going. Okay, so let's start with just losing your focus. Milestones and rewards are very beneficial. They're very helpful. And again, if you have questions, I'm going to periodically remind you, the number to the station is 888-627-6008. And again, comments are also welcome. Okay, so getting back to the staying focused with milestones and rewards, it's very important to be able to say, this is where I'm going. This is what I'm doing. I need to stay focused. Because that also builds momentum for you. When you have that motivation and you have that something that you're seeing in the distance, if you know ultimately where you're going, you know what? Your goal might seem to be very far in the future. It might seem like a very long distance away from where you currently are. Those things that you can have en route to your final destination, keep that momentum, because some people, depending on their personality, they get more energy and excitement in the beginning of the journey. Some people, you know what? It's when they're closer to the end that they get the speed and the gumption and the momentum and the drive. But you know what? There's principles of milestones, and it's very important to remember that there are dynamics that you have to maintain as a human. We are not like animals. A good basic principle. Like, for example, a man who's 300 pounds to lose 50 pounds, four milestones. It's four milestones to reach that goal would be one milestone every 12 to 13 pounds. But you know what? That would be a nice focus and constructive standard, but that might be 4 or 5 months away to get that 50 pounds and a month and a half to 2 months away to get the milestone of 12 pounds. You know what? That might be too far for some people. It really does need to have maybe smaller milestones. So examples of healthy, constructive rewards that you can give yourself when you have reached the milestone en route to your destination. You need to do something that's fun, that's healthy, that is encouraging to you, but that's not expensive, and it's not going to undermine the progress that you've made. Good examples would be going to a place where you can associate with friends and family members, going to bed early, watching an enjoyable television show uninterrupted, reading a book, getting a massage, taking a bath. These are things that are good for you, and they will not have any kind of damaging effect on you. The dynamics of rewards are really about staying positive, keeping that positive energy, because you know that if you have earned it, you will enjoy it, that gratification of success. Many medical experts recommend that a person should not lose more than a certain amount of weight if they want to remain healthy. Well, the same is true with your rewards. You need to say and do things and be things that are healthful when you reward yourself. And the great thing about having that kind of success in your life, you have the people around you who are also absorbing your positive energy. Keep in mind that the synergy of what you are and who you are is very, very important. It's vitally important, because whether we want to believe it or not, we are very affected by other people. And that brings us to the next question, the next potential challenge that people face, that's feeling lonely. Yeah, you know what? We do need people. Sometimes we just need to have a support system in our life. Yeah, well, what are the principles of support? It's very important to remember that people matter to people. Sometimes even being needed by other people is a confirmation to them. Accepting that everyone has a distinct personality and natural individual strengths make people better able to see all of the wonderful things that the people in their lives have and love to offer to others. Some people are great at offering emotional support. They're able to help others work through painful feelings that can be overwhelming. Those are called intuitive feelers. Others are willing and able to get physical things done, things that other people might not have the time or resources to do themselves. Those are sensory perceivers. Then there are people who can come up with solutions to problems. When a mental block has happened, they come up with brilliant game plans or ingenious ideas. They're intuitive thinkers. And still others love to give moral encouragement and positive reinforcement support that's needed in order to stay focused and keep going. They are sensory judgers. So now, when you're trying to just take an inventory of the people in your life, for this activity, start with four lists of five people that you just know and that you personally interact with at least once a week. Get to know the people in your life. Learn their nature, their personality, their disposition, and always acknowledge and understand their greatest skills, talents, gifts, and strengths that they can offer you to support you and help you succeed. You know, there's more joy in giving than there is in receiving. Yeah, that means you're giving them a gift when you offer them the opportunity to give to you. And then when they see that what they've given you has made you successful, wow, you've just given them fulfillment in life. Okay, so let's just think about people that you know. In order, if you're going, you know what, I don't even know where to start. I know a lot of people. Some questions that could help you determine what list the person in your life could be on include, first of all, how do you know this person and how long have you known them? But how much interaction do you currently have with them? You might be surprised that they would be very willing and able to be a part of your life beyond outside of the current interaction that you generally have with them. Are they currently supportive to you? Maybe in a way that you didn't even think about, that you didn't even recognize. And here's another question. Do they know how you feel about them? You don't even necessarily know until you ask. Do you know if they know that they know that you know? You know what? How would they define your relationship? How would they consider you an acquaintance, a friend, family, even if you're not a blood relative? Are you important enough to them that you might be on one of their lists? And just as to see my obvious, well, you know what? What's their contact information? You might actually be able to say to someone that you would never have thought of in this capacity before, hey, what's your phone number? What's your email address? Do you want to get together sometime? Complete answers for each person in your life, keeping in mind that sensory perceivers are great at physical support. Intuitive feelers give priceless emotional support. Intuitive thinkers love to offer mental support. And sensory judgers are priceless at giving moral support. You know what? This is something that will continue to grow. Your list will continue to grow. And if you understand what your actual need is, that is the key. Because sometimes it can be confusing. If you look at what's going on in your life, just figuring out, do you need mental support or emotional support? Maybe you need physical support, moral support. What is your actual need? Because a lot of things in life are very complex and you have tools and resources within yourself. What are the one or two things that you need? If you have that confidence to say, yeah, I know what it is. And yes, I know the person in my life who would love to give me what I need. You can go to them and say, you know what? I really appreciate something about you. Would you be willing to help me in this way? They would love to know that you value them. You appreciate them and you give them credit for all of the gifts and talents and strengths that they have. Wow, that just might be what they need to boost their self-esteem. And you know what? If you do that with them, they might be more willing to do that with other people. Again, it's not being selfish to ask for genuine help. Now, so keeping in mind, what we're talking about is motivation, okay, with milestones and rewards and a support system, right, that will give you the help that you need along the way. When we come back, we're going to be talking about the different kinds of natures that different people have that will help you recognize yourself as well as them. Again, the number is 888-627-6008. This is the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to the Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona, and today I'm talking to my listeners about the practical skills and resources that you can employ in your life to create personal success. Usually, I give advice and help and support about relationships, but today we're going to be talking about getting yourself into a high-quality state so that when you do come into a relationship dynamic, you are exponentially better. And your high quality state will affect and help and support other people to continue behaving the same way, even after they're not around you, when they're around other people. And even when they come back to you, the quality of your relationship is still very high. Okay, so we were talking about the different kind of support that you have. You know what? There's a scripture that I actually like, but some people don't really appreciate what it seems like on the surface. It's consider others superior to you. Now, that could sound almost like you want to have an inferiority complex. Well, that's not true. It's simply a fact that humans tend to think more of themselves than is necessary. We can become very arrogant or egocentric. One of the greatest things that you can do as you are building a support system in your life is keeping yourself in check to say, you know what? Yeah, with my personality, with my nature, with my disposition, I'm really good at certain things. And I love that about myself. But other people in my life are great at different things, other things. And I really do appreciate that about them. Now, it's very important, again, to remember that you might not even realize what you have in your life because your mindset might be a little bit negative. You might have things, great things in front of you that you don't see because you're distracted by your negative thoughts. So you know what? Let's go on to the next tool, affirmations. Okay, you know what? Affirmations, no one's going to say that that's a bad thing. It's just kind of difficult. It's kind of tricky sometimes because brainwashing yourself through affirmations kind of seems awkward and weird to some people. It basically means, the definition is, stating something as a fact by asserting strongly and publicly. You have to confirm that something is true. Okay, now, when you affirm something, whether it's a thought, a feeling, or a belief, you are simply restating it as a fact. You are saying that something is an absolute truth, that you're doing it out loud, because publicly can't even be just in front of yourself, but you're doing it with force and confidence. A lot of professionals in the mental health industry use this as a form of self-brainwashing because studies have shown that when people hear words coming out of their own mouth, these words have a profound and lasting effect on them. Okay, yes, others' words are very influential, but a person's own words have an even stronger result. Science has shown that the human subconscious does not understand the concept of no. So when it hears information, it simply accepts it as a fact and it will put it to use. Even when a person may be trying to say something positive, if they say it in the form of, this bad thing is not true, the brain doesn't understand that in a literal way because it does not understand the concept of no. The human mind proactively puts everything that it has been given to use, even in an untrue bad thing that you have just mentioned. Your body and mind will use what you say in some pragmatic way. This could include just making it a single piece of a complete thought or idea that you will soon have the opportunity to use in a tangible way in your daily life. So it's very important that you constantly provide an infinite amount of positive information to your mind. Okay, so keeping that again in mind, eventually your subconscious will take over and force the information that it's been given back into your conscious. So now there are some rules for making an affirmation effective. There's a lot of rules. So you might want to get a pen and paper, write it down if you have it. But again, my show is archived, so you can always go back and re-listen to the recording, okay? The archived recording. Some rules for making affirmations effective. Number one, always phrase affirmation statements in the present indicative tense. Number two, keep it short and simple. Number three, it needs to consist of highly complimentary statement about wonderful things that you are and or do. Write a list, number four, of a minimum of 10 affirmations, but they need to be proportionate, a 1-to-3 ratio. Number five, in the 1-to-3 ratio, one statement needs to be a statement that you completely already believe. Without a doubt, you know for a fact that it's true right now. One needs to be something that you suspect to be true, but you sometimes wonder about, and on some level you may doubt. But the third one needs to be something that you don't believe at all. You would just give anything to have it be true. Just knowing that brainwashing yourself by saying it out loud enough times would make it true is reason enough for you to put it on the list. What do you want to have or do or be more than anything? Write it down on the list. Number six, shuffle the list of statements so that they are randomly placed. Number seven, have at least 7 copies of the complete list strategically placed throughout your general environment so that they are a permanent fixture in your daily life activities, seen repeatedly by you as you go through your regular routine. Even if they're discreetly concealed from the general public, you will still know where they are. Put them in those places. Number eight, frequently say them out loud in a casual way at random times as you're doing daily activities. Number nine, have a set schedule that you also routinely use to recite the affirmations. No matter what's going on in your life at that time of day, other things can wait. This is not negotiable. You need to have a schedule that you stick to. Number 10, keep a copy of the list physically with you at all times so that in the event that you feel a need for immediate positive reinforcement to cancel out negative thoughts in your mind, it will be easily accessible, the list, to you. Number 11, read the list out loud at least 5 times daily, more as needed. And number 12, say the whole list out loud until you completely believe each and every statement. As many times as it takes for that to happen for you, that may be up to 15 minutes, depending on how you're feeling at the moment you start. Do it until you completely believe every statement. And number 13, have several emergency, that may mean private, depending on your personality, places in your world that could be in home, work, where you can go to recite them out loud, uninterrupted by anyone, if negative feelings begin to manifest within you. Keep in mind, even if you're crying while you say these things, continue to say the statements out loud with conviction through the tears. Okay, yeah, this is very important because as a person, how you think and how you feel is very important at all times. So, some common affirmations, I'll just give you some to keep in mind. I am healthy. I have peace. I'm strong. I am blessed. I have energy. I have love in my life. I have abundance. I am confident. I am successful. Okay, so these are very general statements. Be sure to modify them to your personal life, your immediate solution, and your individual needs. Okay, so an example would be for someone who's trying to lose weight, my body is healthy, not just I'm losing pounds, but my body is healthy. Or someone with anger issues, that would be my heart is calm. For someone who struggles with peer pressure, a good affirmation would be, my confidence creates success. For someone who's afraid of loss, a good affirmation is, I freely share everything I have. When you stick to the principles of the dynamics, how you feel is going to create what you do. You have the opportunity to add and remove statements on your list as you need to, based on your growth and development and current situation. Self-growth is an ongoing, perpetual process. And remember to keep the ratio at 1 to 3. Okay, so when we're talking about the different things that you have so far at your disposal to conquer different challenges that you face, when we come back, we're going to be talking about other resources that you have and other opportunities that you can take. Shot in the arm is a great one. We're going to go ahead and ask again if anybody has any questions. The number here to the station is 888-627-6008. And since I haven't heard anybody call in yet so far, I have a few more minutes before my next break. What I would definitely tell people is, if you have a question when you're doing these affirmations, you can say these different things to yourself. If for 21 days you notice that you are now creating a constructive and healthy habit, you can definitely say, this is something that has become natural. I am now thinking differently. I am feeling differently. This has become a part of who I am. You can continue to ask yourself, what are the challenges that I might not have realized that I faced before? You will be able to be more honest with yourself because you know what you're thinking. And again, that mindfulness is a very important part of your successful lifestyle. And keeping the people in your life, the healthy support system that you have, in addition to the landmarks, the milestones that you have in your life, you just periodically need to do an inventory and say, where am I now? And where am I going? How do I feel while I'm getting there? Okay, so we're going to go ahead and take another break. This is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Now, when we're talking about creating success in your life, it's about creating positive energy. A lot of the things that we do are going to either make our energy more positive or more negative. There is no neutral energy in the human soul. Our soul is about our heart, our mind, our spirit, and our body. So when we're thinking about things like our milestones and rewards, we're creating positive energy inside of ourselves. When we have a support system, that positive energy that we have already, we're reaching out to people and saying, I need your help to facilitate my success. We are creating positive energy inside of them, because not only are we telling them that they are useful and important, but they're also seeing that who and what they are is creating success in someone else. And that positive energy is contagious. Again, there is no neutral energy. So what you have when you create something with a person is going to be exponentially more powerful than when you're doing it alone. Now, when we're talking about affirmations, we have the ability to brainwash ourselves when we have that good conversation with ourselves and we keep those different thoughts and those different feelings that we hear ourselves saying out loud. They're a part of our life. They are becoming a part of our value system because we don't know if it's true or if it's not. All we know is that we keep saying it to ourselves. And again, I said it in the beginning, I'm just going to reiterate, do not ever compromise your standards. Sometimes we get very frustrated. Sometimes we get overwhelmed and the people in our lives are saying, you know what, you don't have to do all that work. Do it the easy way. Or you know what, I'm not going to do it the hard way. And if you want to do it the hard way, I'm not going to help you out. Well, you know what? That right there is a deal breaker. You absolutely have to remember that there are positive people in the world You just might not know them currently. Well, you know what? Again, take an inventory. What are the people in your life like? And when you have standards, do the people know what your standards are? And are they willing to support you and appreciate you and even imitate you when you say, look, this is what I've learned. This needs to be something that continues to happen in my life, because when I am a higher quality soul, everything that I do and give for you, to you, around you, with you, is going to be high quality too. Okay, you know what? We got a lot of different habits. We need to go through the habit list. And when we say there are certain things that we may have learned to do simply because of our environment, sometimes it's because, yeah, we have a personality challenge. Well, we wouldn't call it a problem. We'll just call it a challenge. Generally speaking, lists are more enjoyable for judgers than perceivers. Judgers just like lists naturally, but lists can be helpful for everyone. Lists provide a sense of focus to people when they're going through change. Since it's always challenging to make changes in life, a list can help you remind yourself of what you need to do daily, and that is creating personal success. Lists also provide positive reinforcement, because every time an item is checked off on a daily basis, the feeling of accomplishment is a reward in addition to the activity that you just successfully completed. Now, this is separate from the reward that will inevitably also give you that completion of the particular task, fulfillment and gratification and satisfaction. People also do well with checklists for the additional reason that lists help remind them that some things are simply more important to the people in the world around them that they live in than others. Okay, well, whether you agree with those people or not, there are going to be some things that just need to get done. Lists can be an extra visual reminder, provided you don't lose the list at some point during the day. That can also be a tendency of perceivers. That at the end of the day, a physical confirmation of the individual things you have successfully done also keeps your larger goals in the front of your mind. When you're working towards a personal goal, writing down a list of things to do every day is very motivational, and best if it keeps at a ratio of 1-4, consisting of the following four kinds of activities. One constructive thing that you already do consistently that doesn't demand excessive thought or effort on your part that you are very proud of. This can be something seemingly small or insignificant, but if it's something positive, healthy, or constructive that you do, make a visual reminder to yourself of the fact that you in fact do it. That's a good thing. Positive reinforcement is priceless when you are working to reach a personal goal. Number two, one thing that you do well, I need to be reminded of at times to do, and that makes you feel good when you've done it. This is important because this particular thing is not necessarily difficult or challenging to you, so you won't have to deal with any resistance to doing it when you're reminding yourself to get it done. The only thing possibly stopping you from doing it, for the most part, is just forgetting. Adding it to a tangible list will be the nice visual reminder that you need. A third one needs to be one thing that you do sporadically because it's challenging and requires concerted effort, but it builds your confidence when you've completed it. This is pivotal because you know you can do it, you just don't really like or want to do it most of the time. When you're successful, you are quite happy. And when it's something tough to do, you're even happier when you've done it. The more you do something, the less difficult doing it becomes. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. And then finally, one thing you currently don't do at all but want to start doing regularly that would make you incredibly happy if you did. A totally new, completely different thing that will inevitably meet up with initial resistance, yours, others, and maybe within your current physical environment. This is going to be something that you will have to struggle with, even when you have successfully turned it into a habit, because there will be resistance. You might have to work to do it just because of the nature of your personality or your environment. For your whole life, it may very well be worth the work, because when you keep the checklist and you're doing something repeatedly and consistently for 21 days, it puts it onto a level of you feeling, you know what, uncomfortable if you didn't do it. And that's a great thing. You might not have ever seen it that way. You might not have ever thought of it that way before, but It's a really important thing to remember. Your body does want to be successful, and the people in your life do want to be successful with you and around you. When you have good things in your life, you can say, yeah, I want to share this. And that, again, is the basis for synergy, that positive energy that you create inside of yourself, when you come together, becomes exponentially more powerful. And it will have an effect, consequences, not only in what you're doing yourself, or even what you're doing immediately in your environment, but it's going to affect the other people in your life and what they do and in your environment, because positive energy, again, is more powerful than negative energy. We're constantly feeling like there's so much negativity around us. There's no point in even trying to be positive, because eventually the bad stuff is going to just keep on happening. I'm not going to waste my time trying to change something that's inherently bad. Again, you know what? When you have that good positive energy that's created from success, that's going to make the world a better place, because it's going to make you a better quality soul. Okay, well, you know what? Sometimes you just need a shot in the arm. You know that there are going to be things in life that are going to be tough for you. And there's going to be times when a whole lot of things going on in your environment, extenuating circumstances, unforeseen occurrences. Sometimes the people in your life that aren't usually there come in and they say, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and tear everybody down. Sometimes you just didn't get enough sleep. Okay. So what is it to give yourself a shot in the arm? A shot in the arm is something that people inject when they need energy and strength to keep going. And it has an immediate effect, because directly it's going into the blood system, in the bloodstream, and it's helpful when you're struggling and you need help to continue. In the process of working to become a better person, you will inevitably have things that are going to drain you. They will demand your energy, which is mental and physical and emotional. Again, some of the toughest things to know are which one of those things, the physical or the mental or emotional, that you are needing to supply yourself that shot in the arm with. When we come back, we're going to be going into the specifics, more details about what a shot in the arm is for you, how you can make it good and healthy and constructive to make you successful. Again, before we go to the break, I'll let you know one more time. The number to the station is 888-627-6008. If you have any questions or comments you'd like to make, feel free to call into the station. My name is Gabrielle Cardona, and this is The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. Welcome back to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. Today, we're talking about creating success in your life, personal success. Yeah, you need to know what you're doing in life. You need to know where you're going. You have to know where you are, being mindful about where you are in your life relative to where you're going. And it's just as important to know how you move through your life. Well, one of those things is knowing your true nature. But then it's also about keeping yourself equipped for success and understanding the certain challenges that you're going to face along the way will demand the use of tools and resources. When you are prepared before those challenges present themselves, you are going to be more willing and ready and able to overcome things that, you know what, might have seemed like obstacles before. Well, maybe they're just little challenges. Okay, so before we went to the break, I was talking about shot in the arm activities. You know what? Taking care of yourself will help you take your focus away from negative things that you're currently feeling exhausted by and help you get personally re-centered. I like to explain what centered is to people. It's knowing where the core of your soul is. Again, there's a physical, the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual, the actual energy that come together and create your soul. Now, when you have a time where you just say, look, I just need to stop. I need to get myself recentered. I need to give myself a shot in the arm to keep going. Okay, so there are some rules for energizing yourself. Any objects that you have that you need to use, you need to keep them in a place or in a circumstance where you have immediate access to them. Number two, don't use these activities or objects more than twice per day. Number three, don't spend more than 10 minutes doing any activity unless it is pre-scheduled by you as that kind of activity. Number four, don't spend more than 50% of your hourly pay rate to purchase the things that you will use for the activity. Okay, you know what? If you spend more than 50% of your hourly pay rate, this no longer qualifies as a shot in the arm activity. It's something totally different. You can still do it, just don't do it in this circumstance. Okay, number five, don't place any demand or pressure on other people without their prior knowledge and consent. They must feel prepared if you ask for their participation or at least their consent, confirmation as a bystander. Number six, don't consume more than the equivalency of 10% of your daily caloric intake when you're doing this activity. Number seven, they must be powerful and effective enough to improve your overall emotional, mental, and physical condition by at least 33% when you're done. You need to know how to gauge that in yourself. Again, that's mindfulness. Number eight, be predetermined to have these specific activities corresponding to specific circumstances. That way, little or no thought is necessary in the moment that you're selecting which one you will need. You will already be pre-prepared. And number nine, you must completely mentally separate and emotionally detach from anything negative in your environment so you will be fully engrossed in the positive activity that you're doing. And finally, number 10, you must immediately deal with the issue or problem that generated a need for you to do this in the first place, the shot in the arm activity, when you are done. Okay, so those are reasonable things. Again, keeping in mind that it's going to be empowering you and engaging you back in your life. Some examples of energizing activities would be listening to enjoyable music, or reading the affirmations, stream of consciousness, or thinking out loud, a healthy snack, getting the physical affection of hugs and kisses and touches from the dearly beloved ones, sensory stimulation like smelling the hair or body of someone that you love, stretching, and not even at a gym, just on the floor, prayer and meditation, walking around the block, a game, or an activity that has a specific time limit to give you visual stimulation. You know what? Even just looking at pictures that create positive emotions, those are shots in the arm. Okay, so you know what? We're going to save this for the very important last. How about just negative emotions? There are three very positive, but you know what? They feel negative emotions. They're good things. Humans are capable of experiencing very intense negative emotions, but they are potentially the tool to help you learn and grow, to empower you to deal with things in a very proactive and healthy and constructive way. Humans are capable of experiencing a lot of different things. You know what? If you're not prepared to deal with the experience and address those things, you know what? Then it can be very harmful for you and the people around you. Again, mindfully proactive. Okay, so again, we're talking about the three most common and misunderstood human emotions are anger, fear, and anxiety. Okay, so anger. When humans feel anger, it's because their mind has discerned that something very wrong has already occurred and it needs immediate attention. Something needs to be addressed or corrected or eliminated. So the hormones and other chemicals that accompany our thoughts, right, give us the extra strength and endurance and volition to do the necessary work to fix the problem. Often it's the issue of a moral boundary being violated. If it has reached a point that it can no longer be ignored, your body is giving you anger to tell you, you know what, it's time to deal with this. It's very motivational. Well, how about fear? When you experience fear, it's because your mind has discerned that something very bad, potentially threatening to you, is in the process of happening. You are now unsafe, and your body's telling you this. Well, it creates a biochemical response similar to anger. It actually changes your mental perspective and justifies a survival mode type of activity. You genuinely believe that your existence is at risk, so thoughts and feelings are intense for the purpose of self-protection and preservation. This is a critical emotion because it gives more access to your subconscious and potentially more resourceful or creative options than you would otherwise have consciously, proactively considered. Wow, that's important. Oh, and then the next one is anxiety. When you experience anxiety, it's because your mind has discerned that something very bad or potentially threatening could eventually happen. And if you address the issue, you can avoid the possibility of that threat coming to fruition. This will prevent the potential damage that would occur if it did. It's very stimulating because people don't always see the inherent value of taking action before a problem or disaster has actually occurred. The human body and mind are prepared with extra energy and chemicals, which are very beneficial and helpful because when used effectively, you can be proactive and constructive in taking preventative measures. This makes maintaining peace internally as well as in your external environment more realistic. Again, all three of the described emotions are very healthy, important, and useful in helping you to create success and maintain happiness in your life. You just need to know what to do with them and appreciate that, yeah, you are equipped to make good decisions. You just need to work through the feeling itself before you actually address the problem that the feeling triggered. Okay, so during the day, you can go ahead and think about what causes for you those different emotions or the environmental situation that facilitated it and your reactions to your reactions. You know what? We have a lot of different things going on in our life, and it's really about creating success. Again, the power of synergy is about coming together with other people, dealing with all of the different challenges that we have in life. Yeah, some of them are going to be more difficult for you than others based on your nature. But again, the seven challenges that people face and the things to remember are compromising their standards. Don't ever settle for less than the best. You deserve the best, and you create what you choose. Number two, staying focused. You get milestones and reward yourself when you're successful. That creates and propels positive energy. Setting up a support system helps you to avoid loneliness. Positive thinking through affirmations makes you a better person. Creating constructive habits with daily checklists, that's even different from giving yourself a shot in the arm. But you know what? They go hand in hand. When you embrace and you manage your negative reaction emotions, you don't deny them or resist them. You are empowered. Again, thank you so much for listening to The Power of Synergy on BBS Radio. I'm your host, Gabrielle Cardona. And if you ever want to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. And if you want to submit a question, you can go ahead and email to thepowerofsynergy.bbsradio@gmail.com. Not everybody can listen live, but if you want to go ahead and ask me a question and this isn't a good time for you to listen, go ahead and remember we have the archive shows and you can always call in or email and I can give you the help that you need that you don't have to hire me as your coach. Thank you for listening. Have a great rest of your week and I'll see you next time.